ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. In the name of Jesus. Joy being full would be nice in our lives today, wouldn't it? But is that figurative speech, or is it for sure? Jesus had been speaking in figurative language, allegories and parables, but here and now is the time for clear speech, plain language. And that's a good thing, especially for the disciples who most likely only had somewhere around a solid middle school to early high school education, in practical terms. Back then, they were trained more by apprenticeship, an oral culture, rather than classroom academics. Sometimes, yes, I admit, sometimes it's hard to understand Jesus no matter what level of education you have. It's often hard to even interpret scripture meaning, right? The truth is evident, unfortunately, in the wide array of churches that we have out there today, that we don't agree on everything in the interpretation of Scripture. We do want to know it plainly, plainly on our terms, leading to what we want it to mean, instead of the good old plain truth. That is why we have so many questions and answers about it. So who do we ask? Who do we ask so that our joy won't be taken away? Where do we go for help? Now, that might bring to mind the whole family dynamic of, well, go ask your father. As a child, when you want something, who did you go to? Children already told us, the survey says, go to mom. After all, she can butter up daddy if needed. Get him on your side. It always seemed easier to approach mom. She has the tender voice, the warm smile, love radiating from her. Can I have? Can I go? Sure, sweetheart. I'll even go with you. But what about when she says the oh-so-scary words, go ask your father? That's called passing emotional weight, by the way. Yes, emotional weight puts us in the shoes of the disciples, feeling like they're running in circles, because it becomes even more confusing when Jesus responds later, but what about going back to the asking your father bit? It becomes even more confusing when the father will say back, what did your mom say? See, emotional weight, who do we ask? The kind of weight in life that heaviness can rob joy. And children often end up learning which of the parents bend easier. In my experience, the answer is to go to grandma. She'll spoil you rotten. I once needed some basketball shoes for the school team I was playing on, and my parents wanted to get the old-style Converse, you know, the cloth Chuck Taylors, but not the real brand. They wanted to go to Payless and get the ones that didn't have the logo on them, didn't have the name. We can't have that, right? Well, my story, I did go to Granny. We called her Nanny. And I received then the coolest Nikes on the market that they had for sale at that time. Imagine that. They were black with a gold swoosh. Today, Jesus wants you to know that the Father does not play any sort of relational dodgeball with you. Not go ask someone first, but the Father himself loves you. It's a very different household atmosphere. So Jesus removes the fear that the Father is reluctant to receive you. And to have fullness of joy means to have no doubt. Our Heavenly Father is opened armed with his children. But we just need someone to teach us that. You know, we actually need to be prepared for joy. How about that? See, because if full joy were just slapped onto you all at once, you couldn't handle it. It's a great emotion. And great emotions affect our choices, our future actions, don't they? And in that way, Jesus is preparing the disciples for both his ascension and for Pentecost, about to come. In other words, preparing them for the church. The church as the gathering of the new household, that kind of atmosphere. But he doesn't say you won't have questions, but who do you ask? The church, for she puts your minds at ease. We too have been prepared or are still being prepared or in need of being prepared for the church. Prepared just as you were in your mother's womb, prepared for coming out into the world. And that's why, likewise, at the font, the church becomes your mother. Having been born again from her womb at the font. And after that, she brings you to the Father. Not to convince him to love you, but to raise you to know that he doesn't need convincing. A classic line, since we're in an ancient prayer service, classic line from the 3rd century early church father, Cyprian of Carthage. He said, "He cannot have God as Father who does not have the church as Mother." Full and complete joy comes when the light of Christ shines through the Mother. The church, she is Mother, and likewise the Bride of Christ. They're all parallel images of the household atmosphere of joy. Though, a happy life is not absent from strife. The gospel news, what it's doing is it is declaring boldness. Boldness. This past Thursday this week, I got a chance to visit and tour the local Pregnancy Resource Center East, and that's down in the Highlands. And they collect things as well, like we're doing with our baby bottles. But they hosted a pastor's breakfast for us. And of course, when they send me invitations and stuff like that, I got to go, right? Free breakfast. So it was Thursday, and we get there. They call it a prayer breakfast. So, of course, they have needs for us. And that's why I put the little handout they gave me in the bulletin. And if you can read it, they are requesting prayer for those things. So please take that home and pray for those needs throughout this week. But it was very educational for me. They showed me their facilities and then what exactly they do there. We also had that live experience of praying out loud for the ministry. And even we did that over the rooms and the hallways where they serve and support women and teens facing unexpected pregnancies. You know, kind of like we call a house blessing. You got to do that. But what they do at Pregnancy Resource Center East, they promote and offer prayer and hope one step at a time. I like that. One step at a time, plainly. Resources that don't seem to start with joy, but just like when a child is born, they lead to it. But it's hard finding the right resource, isn't it? Who do we ask? That's what's ruminating in the disciples' head. They had already asked Jesus to teach them to pray. And how did Jesus start with that? Pray, "Our Father." "Ah, I get it," now they proclaim. That's why they said, "Yes, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figure of speech. Now we know you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. And by this we believe that you came from God." That's their confession. "Oh, do you?" Jesus asked, because Jesus will still identify their forthcoming weaknesses. He tells them, "You will scatter from me. You will deny me. You will leave me alone." It's oftentimes what children do to their parents. Sadly, a lot of teenagers, right? Oh, adolescence, isn't it always full of joy? Well, Jesus will be arrested. He will be put on trial and sentenced to death. But that's what it's talking about. But the really striking thing here is when he says right after that, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. That's peace, Jesus? Yes, it is. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I will overcome the world and make your joy complete when I am crucified, died, get buried, and then when I come out on the third day. That's heavy. That's emotional. But it's also spiritual support for your future. It's a resource to tap into, especially when you feel abandoned, when you feel guilt, when you feel shame, when you feel overwhelmed. That's the best time to approach God. Because of the work of Jesus, we now have direct access to the Father in his name. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he is the propitiation for our sins, it is written. He gave himself, Scripture tells us. He gave himself as a what? A ransom for all. Which is the testimony at the proper time. There it is, the proper time. Jesus had already used words about proper times, like until the hour is coming and in that day. The not so plain language about his incarnation, his death, his resurrection, and his second coming. Not so plain at first, but preparation for who do we ask in the house. You know, fathers and mothers are to be one in the house. They equally share in the decision-making process. Because once again, the future is dead set on making you a part of the family of God, the church. Not doubting, but being firmly convinced of that. So you can go in to the resource center and ask questions. You can be received and taught the plain truth in plain language. What plain language? Love. Like the love from a mother, a faithful mother who ultimately places you before Christ so that frightened children become bold enough to call God our Father. When the world prepares people for competition, fear, and survival, Christ prepares his children for the Father's house. He feeds and nourishes them as they grow. That's the light of Christ. Thank God the Father that he shines through not only the church, but through our earthly mothers as well. But you get it? It's all about preparation, because you can't handle the full joy all at once. Why can't I? Because human cowardice takes time to get turned into strength, fear to courage, and the proper time, so that we do not give up hope. That we know that we are not alone. It is like a mother teaching us to learn to hear the Father's voice, receive his gifts, trust his promises, and then cling to Christ when the world becomes dark and uncertain. Preparation for fearful sinners to believe. So week after week, we gather. We are being brought closer and closer to the atmosphere of the house of God, where we rejoice in that which he creates, where we use him and his name over us, then speak plainly. No more back and forth. Just receive love, grace, and favor. Go ask your father. Mom has already approved. Christ has given her his name, and he applies all his benefits of hope, joy, just like a mom's own heart is full of. And let me tell you, she loves you. Christ loves you. And all these things have been said that you may have peace. Departing in peace is not about figuring out who bends easier. It is about figuring and knowing that on bended knee, asking, receiving, and having our joy remain full. That's what it's about. The Father's already bent through the Son, and he is for you. And how I look at that is that's a lot cooler than Nike shoes, isn't it? It's the real deal. logo, and everything. Jesus, Mother's Church. So who do you ask? I think you know plainly. In the name of Jesus.